Okay, so it is Thanksgiving. The parade is happening, and lots of people are eating big dinners. And I don't know about you, Mike, but I myself have never hosted a Thanksgiving dinner. I
Nope, I
mean,
never hosted
I
one.
go, I bring bread, and I eat a lot, and I even do the dishes sometimes. But the whole notion of hosting an entire family dinner for Thanksgiving is not my idea of a good time. But for some people, they have decided to make this commitment to their families. And we decided to check in with someone who is doing that very thing today, making her very first Thanksgiving feast. Holly Tabor is on the phone. Holly, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hi, good morning. It's early. You live in San Francisco with your husband and two kids. And I know it's, again, it's like dark outside still, but what's happening? What kind of preparations are you planning on making? Are you going to go back to bed after this, or do you need to go
I'm
check on the
debating, yeah, I'm
turkey?
actually talking to you from in my car in my garage because there's so many people sleeping in my house. So that's the only place where I can talk to you and be sure I'm not going to wake anybody up. But yeah, I think I probably won't go back to sleep. I'll probably get up and try to do a few things. Started making some stuff day before yesterday because I was kind of worried that I would run out of time. And a few things are made, a few things aren't made, but I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I'm still feeling a little nervous, but it's looking pretty good so far.
And how many people are there? How many people are coming?
There are 10 people staying at my house, and there are 12 people coming to dinner.
Wow.
Yeah, it's the most people I think I've ever had before, and it's certainly the most food I've ever had before. And also, I was listening to you guys before, the idea that there's foods that we expect on Thanksgiving, I feel some pressure to have them not all fail. If, like, one of them fails, I think it's okay, but I need to have most of them come off at least looking like what people expect them to look like on Thanksgiving.
Did people tell you what they – I mean, did they really call you and say, Holly, if we don't have yams with marshmallows – I'm going to freak out. You
They
have to
did.
make those.
They did, not with the yams and the marshmallows, but my sister recently moved to the Midwest, and she decided she had to have green bean casserole because she's had that the last couple of years at Thanksgiving she's gone to and decided she really liked it, even though she says it's horribly bad for you. I've actually never had green bean
casserole.
It's
like canned mushroom soup and dried onion rings over beans. I mean, what is...
Why don't they just call it canned mushroom soup casserole? That would sell.
I lived in California for a while. It doesn't look that appetizing, I have to say, in the recipe, but you know, I love my sister, so
sure,
I'm gonna make it.
That's good. Did you? What other? I mean, you're making a turkey, right?
I actually bought the turkey pre-prepared. I really debated that one through, but I decided in the end that it was better to buy that one pre-prepared and warm it up and focus on the sides. Because if I blew the turkey, that's kind of hard to recover from. It's like that whole the movie The Christmas Story where the dogs come in and eat the turkey.
Yeah.
I really didn't want that happening, even metaphorically. So I just decided to buy the turkey pre-prepared. But the other things we're making homemade.
Well, we hope you don't shoot your eye out, kid, speaking of the Christmas story.
I'll work hard on that.
But what I wanted to ask was, do you feel like you've almost been thrust into having to do things a certain way by, I don't know, the Norman Rockwell pictures or whatever society's expectations of Thanksgiving are? You're in a really tight bind?
A little bit. Partly because I think my kids are kind of my buyout a little bit. If something goes wrong, I can say, oh, you know, it was really hard to do with the kids.
Yeah, that's why we have kids.
Totally.
Yeah.
And I already decided, I think, with the table, I was like, I don't even have a tablecloth long enough to put on the table for this many people. And in the end, I decided to put, like, butcher box paper on with crayons and decided we're going to do that instead just
Perfect.
To kind of make it more simple. And again, I'm going to blame it on the kids and say, oh, the kids would ruin a really nice tablecloth. So I feel some pressure, but mostly it's just really fun to have them here. We haven't had Thanksgiving all together since 1993. And certainly since we were all adults, my siblings and I, so it's kind of fun to get to do it together and also to have it. We've celebrated Christmas together since then, but not Thanksgiving, and I think it kind of makes Thanksgiving a little bit more meaningful to do it all together this time.
And with the butcher block paper, you know, even if the food doesn't come out at the right time, rousing games of hangman can occupy people. But that's what people always say to me. It's not just cooking the food, it's timing the food.
Yeah.
So it's hot at all the right time. Do you have
I'm really
big
worried
stoves?
About that,
yeah.
I think that's what I'm going to do if I get off the phone with you. Is sit down and write down exactly how long everything has to cook and exactly what it's going to go in the oven.
I hope you have help. Are people helping you? Is everyone just like sleeping in or...
No, well, it's 5 in the morning. I don't think this counts as sleeping in. But yeah,
true.
No, they're helping. My sisters are all pretty good cooks, so they're helping with chopping and preparing stuff. And my brother is entertaining my kids, which is almost more important than the cooking because it's really hard to cook and entertain kids at the same time. So.
What about advice? Is the best advice you've been given by family members or are there any websites or resources? Like I was just, when you were saying timing the food, why do you have to figure it out by yourself? There must be some expert you could turn to.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything for timing at all. I mean, I've definitely looked up a lot of recipes. I definitely used the web to look up Thanksgiving recipes this year. So that was really helpful. For timing at all, I haven't found anything that really – actually, I found one thing on a couple websites that were like, your first Thanksgiving, do it easy, do it well. But, of course, I decided all those recipes were too boring.
Yeah, too late for that.
Yeah.
Do you have the sister who wants the green bean casserole, Mr. Helpful website?
No. Well, I did get the green bean casserole off of a website, but no, it was not the Helpful Easy website. There's a small chance that the green bean casserole will come out an hour after everything else, but at least she'll have it, and then she'll be happy. So.
Do you guys have a pretty good dynamic? You know, holidays can be stressful, especially when you're in the thrust of trying to make this big dinner. Are there subjects that your family just doesn't talk about during holiday times, or do you guys kind of decide to check your differences at the door when you sit down at the table?
This is your chance to get it off your chest now.
They won't hear. It's 5 o'clock. They're sleeping.
We get along pretty well. There are some politics, but it talks about politics, but mostly everyone's on the same page, so we have passionate discussions about that, but nobody's really disagreeing with each other. Nobody, gets crazy when they drink too much wine, so mm-hmm. I think that's pretty good. But I've been to other Thanksgivings at other people's houses where there are more issues than my family. I think the other thing, though, is both my sisters rented a car this year when they came, and I think that was the idea that they could escape if they needed to escape.
You always need an exit.
Right now, I'm going to go.
Totally.
So I think they're happy they have an escape hatch if they need to get away. So.
Well, Holly Tabor, thank you so much for coming. I know you've got a lot for being on the show. I know you've got a lot to do, so I'm going to let you go so you can make those lists.
Oh, thanks. Well, happy Thanksgiving to you guys. It was fun to be on.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Man, that stresses me out just talking.
Well, I felt a little guilty. Every second she gives us a quip is, that much further away from her sister's green bean casserole.
I know. What are you going to do? Good thing we're not cooking.
Yeah, believe me, for anyone who wants. That's the sort of idea that my wife, if she's listening to the show, would say, yeah, I can't believe you'd even raise that issue. So it's, we just heard, it is Thanksgiving. We're going to bring you a story about a family. Mm-hmm. This one is about a mom, a daughter, and eBay.
This is a really good story. It's one that we did a few months ago, so you want to stay tuned for that. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.